Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Oh, what a shot!
It throws middle. What a shot by Lewis on Dustin Keller.
Hit there by Ray Lewis, and Ward is now hurt.
Saquon was drilled. Oh, my goodness. Oh, and that is not good news for the Browns.
Not good news for the NFL either. More than 80 pending cases brought by more than 2,000 former NFL players have been consolidated in one great big lawsuit that has been filed. It accuses the NFL of concealing information that links football-related head trauma to permanent brain injury. Plaintiffs say they want the NFL to be responsible for the care of players who are suffering from the fallout of those injuries, people who suffer from dementia, Alzheimer's, and other severe neurological conditions. Other players say they aren't suffering symptoms yet, but they worry about their future and want medical monitoring. In response, the NFL issued a statement. The statement says the NFL has long made player safety a priority and continues to do so. Any allegation that the NFL sought to mislead players has no merit. What do you think?
This is Chad from Lubbock, Texas. As far as the football players, giant men hit each other. Someone's going to get hurt. You just got to take the blows and just deal with it.
It's a common refrain among many football fans, at least. But former players like Reggie Rucker wonder if it's really worth the price. Best remembered as a wide receiver for the Cleveland Browns in the late 70s. Currently a football analyst for WEWS in Cleveland. Reggie, nice to speak with you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. You know, I got to ask you, if you knew then what you know now about concussions, about the symptoms associated with them or the severe brain injuries, if there weren't any safety things put into place, would you still play football professionally?
Absolutely not. You'd have to be crazy to play. And let me say this, particularly to your listeners who, if they were tuned into the show to hear me at 6:30 this morning, I apologize. And I apologize because I was in my room waiting with nothing to do, really, because one of the problems of this stuff is that you don't sleep well. And I completely forgot. I forgot that I had made this commitment to be on the radio. And that's another one of the problems. I had no recollection. I was watching television, and I saw an interview regarding the lawsuit, and I said, oh, shoot, that's right, I'm supposed to be on. And that's how I called.
And you connect that with a brain injury related to concussion.
Oh, absolutely. There's no question about it. About 10 years after I retired. I retired in 1982. And in the early 90s and in the mid-90s, I started having issues with dizziness, spinning, just blackout. I'd be driving my car, and suddenly something would come over me. And I still to this day cannot explain it. I talked to neurologists, I talked to doctors, and something was going on with my brain, and I just knew it. And I was running back and forth to the Cleveland Clinic, one of the great hospitals in the world, and I was saying, you guys, you don't know what you're talking about. I know I got a brain tumor. I know there's something wrong with me. I kept giving me every single test imaginable, and they said, well, you're just depressed. Okay.
Huh.
Just go ahead.
Reggie Rucker played wide receiver for the Cleveland Browns for a very long time, currently a football analyst for WEWS in Cleveland. Also joining us is Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, our sports contributor. And Ibrahim, I wonder if you can address this idea of the player safety that Reggie's talking about here versus what Chad in Lubbock, Texas talked about, this sports culture that says, look, walk it off. It's a dangerous game and someone's going to get hurt.
You know, Celeste, and thank you, Reggie, for being on. I think I'm actually hoping that this lawsuit can kind of surface a conversation about the culture of football itself, the manhood, the sort of super macho angle to it. You know, as men, we're told that our feelings that are to not be listened to, that we're aggressive and violent by nature, and our injuries are dismissed as unimportant. So it's almost as if Reggie's describing being treated as less than human or expendable. And I think what a lot of the plaintiffs are talking about, physical symptoms, they're complaining about being isolated, emotionally numb, feeling despair and desperation. And I think really that's the heart of this lawsuit. It's about 2,000 men stepping up and saying that they're building a community, essentially insisting on recognition of their humanity and their right to live as normal people and to be men and to be acknowledged as men that actually have feelings and that their injuries actually do matter.
Well, let me go back to you, Reggie Rucker, then. What makes you think the NFL knew about the connection between concussions and neurological trauma, brain injury, and didn't let players know?
Well, quite simply, because they're very smart people. You're talking about 32 billionaires whose net worth would be probably the size of the GDP of a small nation. So these are very powerful people, and I refuse to believe that they did not have their own research. And in fact, I'll be honest with you, they did their own research. We know that now. They did the research. They had the results. They covered them up. They simply had guys out there representing the NFL who were veterinarians dealing with the neurological sophistication of brain trauma. And so you had these guys representing the National Football League, the most powerful sports league, the most profitable. And who would want to deal with, or who would want to try to do anything to intercept that trajectory and that profit line that the NFL had, and admit to the world and to the players that, hey, wait a minute, there's something wrong? Not until Dr. Bennett Amalu, and I think, Abraham, you know who he is. He's the one that blew the whistle on this thing.
So, Reggie, what needs to be done to make football safer?
Wow. I've been. In fact, I'm in D.C. I did a show last night. I've decided to just to start to talk about this because I think the NFL was counting on us on that bravado thing and just concealing it and withdrawing and not expressing ourselves. But I've tried to make other former players aware that, you know, it's time to speak out. Don't be afraid. Let this thing go, because what we're talking about is the future of hundreds of thousands of youngsters in this country who love this game and who are playing this game. And you parents, you better start looking out for the training methods, what they're doing in practice, what kind of hitting they're doing, what kind of equipment they're wearing.
Reggie Rucker played wide receiver for the Cleveland Browns in the 70s, currently football analyst for WEWS in Cleveland, and Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, our sports contributor, talking about a huge lawsuit that has been filed by more than 2,000 former NFL players, including Reggie Rucker. Continuing our conversation about concussions in the NFL with Reggie Rucker, former wide receiver for the Cleveland Browns, and a plaintiffs in this new lawsuit that has been filed by more than 2,000 former NFL players. So, Reggie, the culture that Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen was talking about there, it seems to me that is taking on a really tough task to try to get rid of this sort of macho culture that surrounds both football playing and football watching.
Well, I mean, he's right, and it's an excellent observation, because we're gladiators. I mean, and particularly when I came into the business, 13 years in that league, and, you know, you never wanted to take a break, or you never wanted to show that you were afraid of anything, and you never wanted to let your teammates down and all of that kind of bravado, and so you went out there no matter what. I'd just like to take you through just one scenario.
Sure.
We were playing in Oakland in 1979, and I was on what's called a fade pattern. It's you're running down the sidelines, and you're unprotected. You're looking back, and there's no way that, I'm going to be concerned about the hit, because I've got to catch the football. And during the time that I played, all hits were legal head shots, and it was pretty regular business to have a kill shot and go to the head. Well, Jack Tatum hit me, and suddenly I forgot where I was. I went to black. I mean, there's just this. I knew I had been playing football, and then suddenly there were all of these people around me. I'm on the ground, and they're taking my helmet off. And I remember the question, Reggie, do you know what city you're in? And I said, Oakland. They took me back to the bench. They put some fingers in front of me. They did this little test. And do you know that in about a play or two, I went back into the game. Now, the next day, during film study, when we're watching the game, I had no recollection of any of the things that I had done from the point in time which I had been hit by Tatum until even the next day. And at that time, and I said this in the article last week, you know, we would laugh at that because, you didn't know what, you know. And as I said, it was funny then, but it's not funny now.
But you played for 12 years. I mean, how many times do you think you got hit hard enough to injure your brain?
Well, I had four actual concussions, and no telling how many other hits that jarred and shook my brain. And so all of these things that they talk about, and I'm hearing these gentlemen, my colleagues, come forward today, and I'm saying, you know what? This is emboldening me because it is now giving me the courage to step forward and talk about this, because these men are saying all the same things that I'm saying, forgetfulness, short-term memory loss, sleeplessness, fits of anger and rage and all of these kinds of things. I mean, there's a commonality of interest here among us.
It's Reggie Rucker, former wide receiver for the Cleveland Browns, plaintiff in this lawsuit against the NFL. So in the last 30 seconds we have here, Reggie, is it enough for the NFL to pay for your medical expenses and the expenses of the other players?
Well, they could do that very easily. Let me just tell you, we won a lawsuit. Players won a lawsuit a few years ago, and there were over about the same number of people that are in this one. And it was for $28 million, and it was divided amongst about 15,000 each player, and that money helps players do things. Now, this lawsuit, of course, they would help us with any kind of medical costs.
Yeah, and could just rack up into the millions. Thank you so much, Reggie.
All right, thank you.